Chapter 16. What happens if you do not treat periodontitis? Words. Absolutely, completely. Across. Ouch. Antibacterial. Artificial. Be patient, to endure. Bleeding. Burn. Ceiling. Chair. Clean. Clean up. Clogged. Cool. Cupboard. Curette. Decay. Caries. Deep. Dental. Dental drill. Dental excavator. Dentin. Deposit. Destroy. Dying. Examine. Filling. Form. Gingivitis. Interdental. Interval. Leftover. Light. Bright. Loss. Near. Painful. Periodontal. Periodontitis. Plaque. Pocket. Premature. Probe. Relating to decay. Carious. Return. Root. Root canal. Save. Scalar. Sit down. Small. Stage. Sterilization. Stomatitis. Subgingival. Temporary. Then. Thursday. Treat, to process. Try. Understand. Ventilation. Wednesday. Window. A girl comes into the dental clinic. Hello, I have an appointment at 11 o'clock with the dentist, she says. Okay, wait outside the office, says the dental assistant. How long do I have to wait, asks the girl. Once the doctor is free, you will be called, he says. The girl walks into the office. It is bright. There are two large windows. There is a ventilator on the ceiling. It's cool here. The office has two dental chairs. On the left, there is a device for sterilizing instruments. Near the window is a cupboard. In it, there are a lot of medications. Come in. Sit in the chair. What troubles you? Asks the doctor. I have a toothache, answers the girl. Let's see. Open your mouth, the doctor says. The doctor takes a dental mirror and examines the oral cavity. Did you have stomatitis? He asks. Yes, I had stomatitis, but a long time ago, says the girl. You have inflamed gums there, says the dentist. Yes, I noticed it yesterday, answers the girl. I have to treat this area with a solution, the doctor says. Do you have bleeding gums sometimes? No, I do not have bleeding gums, says the patient, and inquires, what happens if you do not treat periodontitis? This leads to the next stage of the disease, explains the doctor. What does this mean, she asks. Periodontal pockets start to emerge, continues the doctor. Gum disease leads to a premature loss of teeth. The doctor takes a dental probe and examines the condition of the teeth. I found cavities in two teeth, the dentist says. Ouch, cries the girl. Yes, I see. Here it hurts. You have deep decay in this tooth, the doctor says. You have an open nerve here, but I do not want to remove it. What are you going to do, she asks. You need to take an x-ray of the tooth, and I will see whether it is possible to save the nerve, explains the doctor. Is my tooth badly damaged? Asked the patient. In this tooth you have a moderate degree of decay. It is easily cured, the doctor says. Doctor, what needs to be done for the filling to hold for a long time? Asked the girl. It is necessary to find out whether the root canal is clogged. After that we will put in a good filling, the doctor says. The girl asks the doctor where she can take the x-ray of the tooth. Where can I take the x-ray, she says. The x-ray can be done in the office across from ours, answers a nurse. Do I have to go back to your office with the x-ray? Asks the patient. Of course. Get back to my office right away, he says. The girl comes into the x-ray room. It's small. In the center of the room is an x-ray machine. It's a dental x-ray machine. The patient comes into the office with the x-ray in her hand. Give me the x-ray. Sit in the chair, the doctor says. Can you put in the filling today? Asks the patient. No. First we need to remove plaque, then clean the root canal, and put medicine on the nerve, the doctor explains. The doctor takes dental tweezers and cleans the gums with a solution. It'll burn a little. Be patient, he says. You have subgingival dental plaque. It destroys the root of the tooth and the gum, says the dentist. Can you remove it? Worries the patient. Of course, this must be done, replies the doctor. What happens if you do not remove the plaque? Asks the girl. First gingivitis develops, then periodontitis, explains the doctor. The doctor takes a curette and removes the plaque. Now we clean interdental spaces with the scaler, he says. Then we treat the inflamed gums with antibacterial solution and ointment. Does it hurt? Worries the patient. No, it does not hurt at all. Try not to shut your mouth. If you do not treat inflammation, stomatitis develops. It is unpleasant and painful, explains the doctor. The doctor takes a dental excavator and cleans the cavity from food debris and soft plaque. I need to clean the cavities and treat them with a solution, the doctor warns. Will you work with a drill? Asks the girl. No, just with tools, replies the dentist. Now we need to clean the root canal, he continues. Will you put in the filling? Asks the patient. Yes, we have to put a temporary filling. This is artificial dentin, the dentist says. Why do I need a temporary filling? The girl is surprised. We put medicine on the nerve. It causes the nerve to die. The temporary filling helps to keep the medication in the tooth cavity, explains the doctor. I treated your teeth and gums. I will see you on Thursday. Can I come on Wednesday? Asks the patient. No, the medication will not work quite yet at that time, answers the doctor. I understand. Goodbye, says the girl. All the best, says the doctor. Questions about the text. 1. When does the girl have an appointment with the dentist? 2. What is in the office? 3. What is near a window? 4. What happens if you do not treat periodontitis? 5. What are the consequences of gum disease? 6. What does the dentist detect in two teeth? 7. What kind of photo is needed to be done? 8. What do we need to do for the filling to hold for a long time? 9. Where can the girl take an x-ray? 10. Why can't the doctor put in a filling? 11. What destroys the root of the tooth and the gums? 12. What happens if you do not remove plaque? 13. With what tool does the doctor clean between the teeth? 14. With what does the doctor treat inflammation of the gums? 15. With what does the doctor clean the cavity? 16. What kind of filling does the doctor put in? 17. Why is a temporary filling needed?